BK7252 is a Wi-Fi and Bluetooth low-energy combo 32-bit chip designed for audio and video applications. It can be found in both Tuya video doorbell and non-Tuya A9 spy camera products. It supports up to 6 channels of PWM and handles audio with a 2-channel DAC and 1-channel ADC. It also supports camera input via an 8-bit DVP interface and can compress video with a built-in JPEG engine. The integrated QSPI interface supports both flash and RAM extension at the same time. BK7252 comes in 2 packages, QFN68 and QFN48. BK7252 UQN48, 12 pins on side, 6x6mm. QFN68 8x8 pinout. I haven't managed to find reference to the BK7252 UQN48 pinout yet. If anyone knows of it, please post. BK7252 comparison with similar chips from Beacon family. EK7252 features more RAM and flash than BL2028, BK7231N. It also has audio-video processing features. BK7252 datasheet English, BK7252 datasheet, see also attachments for PDF version, BK7252 development board and application schematic. This is a schematic of Wi-Fi and Bluetooth low energy combo core board by Tuya, showing the sample BK7252 application. Source: EK7252 known devices. BK7252 was so far found by us in 2 devices. One is branded by Tuya and device has Tuya keys encryption, and second runs unencrypted binary, YSX Lite app. See following topics. Tuya doorbell camera, English, Polish. A9 mini spy camera, without teardown topic currently, but mentioned here, known PCB versions. A9B, V13, 220516, JC, V9, V3B, 2023-0809DF, BMY, A9, V3A, 2023-0627DF, bootlog of A9 camera, BK7252 flash read and write with SPI, CH341. Just refer to doorbell guide by Dawidio Tuya doorbell, English Tuya doorbell, Polish, BK7252 flash read and write with UART, CH340. BK7252 flashing is very similar to BK7231T. In fact, BK7231T mode in Easy UART flasher may work for some BK7252s. As far as I've tested, the only issue may arise with some BK7252s in BK7231 Easy UART flasher due to the address wrap hack used to access the bootloader. That's why Easy UART Flasher version 19 and later has a new BK7252 specific mode. So get it here. Just choose BK7252 mode. On hardware side, it's a classic BK connection, just RX, TX, GND, and power. 3.3. If Flasher can't get bus, do a quick power off cycle. You can check out our other BK7231 tutorials to see more details. Alternatively, you can use old Python solution, example backup flash to file command. This will read 2 MB flash, starting with default 0x1100 offset. Bootloader is not read there. It seems bootloader reading is possible only on some BK7252. We don't know why yet. To write, then do power off on cycle to run new firmware. You can also submit your BK7252 factory backup here. UART method should not be used to change bootloader because it may be possible to brick BK7252 that way. Just like with BK7231T, the bootloader is in 0 to 0x1100 physical address section. In the event of bootloader overwrite, it is likely a restore using the SPI method will be required, as device will not respond over UART anymore. Bootloader is using RTFRED, see attached documents. BK7252 open source firmware, OpenBeacon, is going to support BK7252 soon, but current build is not public. Check releases tab periodically for updates. BK7252 Tuya SDKs, as links, files are too large to attach. They consist of GCC ARM NUN ABAI 54 2016 Q3.TAR BZ2 SDK, FreeRTOS v9.0.0, Beacon SDK, Tools, Video Tool, Tuya Packager, Scripts, RTT OTA, RT Partition Tool, Memory Leak, Make, IPerf Test, GNU Win32, CRC Binary, Beacon Packager. The attached BK72X SDK User Manual 3.3 PDF, and Beacon Wi-Fi SDK API Reference 3.0.27 PDF documents are also from the Tuya SDK package. BK7252 Flash Maps, BK7252 Flash Map 2MB.xlsx Partition Name, Start Address Hex, Start Address Deck, Physical Address Size, Size Hex, Start Address Hex, Start Address Deck, Logical Address, Size, Size Hex, Remarks, Bootloader, 0,0, 68 kilobytes, 0, 0 kilobytes, 64 kilobytes, 0, 1,100, Boot plus Copy, Bootloader does not use full 64 kilobytes, RF, Mac placed before, App, 0,1100, 69632, 68 kilobytes, 1,224 kilobytes, 115536, 64 kilobytes, 12000, main program.